Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm your host, Dr. Tremaine Clarity. This podcast is focused on all aspects in education that are happening right here in the Roanoke Area School District. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Solderbloom, VASD's Public Information Officer, here with Dr. Clarity, our superintendent, and two special guests.
How you doing, Marcy?
I'm doing great. It's a great day to be a Wildcat.
Every day is a great day to be a Wildcat.
That's right. Summer is a great time to be outside, spending time swimming, biking, and running. Today, we're talking about the inaugural Verona Area Kids Triathlon, where children ages 5 to 14 of all skill levels will have the opportunity to swim, bike, and run on a great route in a safe and supportive environment.
Again, welcome to In the Loop with the Soup, and we're really excited to have our two dynamic guests here with us today. We have Sydney and Janine, and we're talking about the inaugural event that's going to be a world-class event. Across the globe,
absolutely.
Turns into a mega event. Why not?
Absolutely.
You know, if we're going to do world class education, let's do world class events. So we're going to do the Verona Area Kids Triathlon, and you heard me right, Kids Triathlon. So when you think about our work here in our district, which is always aligned to our strategic framework, one of our key priority areas is wellness. You know, what better way to teach about wellness at the early ages than a significant, athletic event, let's go ahead and call it that, in the Verona Area Kids Triathlon. So talk about that. It will be Sydney and Janine, who are helping to not just do the planning, but will be doing a lot of the promotion, and will be there on site, I'm sure, as well, making everything happen to make sure they have a safe event. So we're going to start out here with Sydney, just to kind of understand. So when you hear the word triathlon, a lot of things may come into people's minds. So what is the triathlon, and specifically, what is the Verona Area Kids Triathlon?
Yeah, so we have a few different age groups. So we have 5 and 6 year olds, 7 and 8 year olds. We have a 50 yard pool swim for them, a 1.1 mile bike ride, and a half mile run. And then for the 9 and 10 year olds and 11 and 12 year olds, we have a 100 yard pool swim, and then a 3.4 mile bike ride, and then a 1.1 mile run. And then our oldest group for 13 and 14 year olds, we have a 200 yard pool swim and a 4.5 mile bike ride and 1.5 mile run. And all of these courses are around the Verona Area High School. So we wanna showcase our facilities. We're really thankful that we have this facility that we can have all of these different, the different races.
Excellent. You know, honestly, as you were saying those distances and kind of getting larger and larger, starting to get tired. You know, it's thinking about a little bit of physical exertion. I was like, can I pull that off? I mean, I don't know. The pool might challenge me. It'd be a good challenge for me to get out there. So when you think about what this means for our community, and Janine, you do such an amazing job with our community, helping programming, bringing guests in from all across the nation oftentimes. When I said world earlier, you kind of chuckled, but we do have global presence here in the Verona Area School District. So what would this event mean for our community and your world in terms of bringing events to our district?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's actually a lot of area communities that already do a kids triathlon. Mm-hmm. So for Verona to start doing one as well, like, it's a great opportunity for the community. You know, it's going to bring in people into our restaurants, hotels, and then, like Sydney said, showcase the amazing aquatic center that we have there at the high school, and then also the outdoor facilities as well. So just having everything in one hub in, you know, a community like this is awesome.
Excellent. And we're going to segue there and stay with you on there, because you began to touch on one about that, you know, there are other spaces that have the concept of the the kids triathlon. I keep saying students because I'm an educator and I can't help it sometimes. But when you think about a kids triathlon, that concept has been done, but what's going to make it unique and special for the Verona Area School District? And, you know, and how did this all come to light?
Yeah, so this started with Deb Bossingham, our current aquatics director, coming over from Oregon School District.
And shout out to Deb.
Yeah, and she's like heading this, she's one of the co-directors as well, and heading this up with us. She started pestering Sydney and I a few years ago, like, why doesn't Verona do a kids triathlon? We have the, you know, perfect facilities for this. So, you know, we've been in planning for over a year on this.
Wow.
And now, you know, it's in September, so we still have a lot of planning left to go. But yeah, it kind of started with, you know, her kind of placing that seed in our head that we should be doing this and that it'd be a great opportunity.
Excellent. So, Sydney, what I'm going to have you do, and you did a great job of laying it out, but as our parents and participants are listening to this and they want to understand event by event what exactly I'm going to be doing and try to paint a picture for them so that verbal turns into a visual, talk about the three events and like what can the kid experience in those events.
Yes, so they'll first start off with the swim. So we'll have people at the pool deck helping the participants get in the pool. Depending on the age group, there's going to be a lot of assistance in the pool, so mm-hmm. parents don't have to be worried if their kids aren't maybe the best swimmers. And then after that, they'll go into the transition area, get their bike, and then that's where they'll do a loop around the school.
Yeah, what does the transition area look like?
That's going to be it's a little bit chaotic.
Yeah.
a lot of bikes, a lot of moving pieces to it. So we're going to try to make it simple. That's where all the bikes are stored, and that's kind of where you would transition to the next part. So then once you complete the bike, then you go and do the run.
Excellent. And so you think about that transition area, and they're getting out of the pool. They're going to, I'm sure, change into something more bike appropriate?
Yes, they'll probably just throw on the T-shirt and then throw on their shoes and then grab their bike, helmet, and then they're off.
Excellent. And I was asked this question before, and I can't make this. I was asked, so do you pick up any bike? I'm like, no.
No, it's your bike.
Yeah, you can't look for the fastest one out there. You pick up your bike and get on it.
Yep.
And then there'll be a second transition period.
Yeah.
So they leave their bike in a secure space, and then what happens from there?
So then from there, they will, so I guess the day before we have an expo, and that's where we want all of the participants to come, drop your bike off. That's where you'll have a little cubby. Everything's going to be set there so participants know here's where all my stuff is for each transition. So it's the same spot. And then, like I said, we just want to keep it really simple so then everyone knows where to go for each transition. So it's the same spot. And then it's divided up by age group.
Excellent. And so the event itself is a little less than 3 months out in that area. So there's, if you don't feel like you're physically ready yet, there's time to get ready for it. Janine, talk about a little bit of what does it mean to get ready for these events, and then I'm going to let you shoot it to Sydney after that.
Yeah, because she's the wellness coordinator. But yeah, we encourage kids to get out there, start biking, start running,
mm-hmm.
and then obviously our aquatic center has some great opportunities all throughout the summer for open swims and open laps if kids want to just get used to getting in the pool, doing a lap down and back or whatever their, appropriate distance is for their age group. And there's, staff around too that could kind of help them if needed. But yeah, just get outside and have fun and start getting in shape to do this. But again, we are really inviting anyone of all athletic abilities and, diversity, everything that, we want this to be a very welcoming event, safe event, and for the kids to feel comfortable doing it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Any thoughts, Sydney?
So I would say it is competitive, but anyone can come and participate. We want this to be a fun, friendly environment.
And while the kids are participating, what are the adults doing that are not necessarily volunteers or they're just there? How can they stay involved during this whole time?
Yeah, so we're hoping that they stay, cheer on their kids, other kids, and most importantly, stay off the course.
Yeah.
We'll have everything marked off. But, yeah, just kind of following their kids throughout the course. But we'll have a lot of maps, too, just to help kind of, say, hey, here's probably the best place for the bike course or the run course.
And, when you think about the community collaboration and wanting our parent and involved, if I'm a parent and my child is interested or maybe unsure, what advice should a parent give to their child about consideration for this type of event? Janine, what do you think?
I would just encourage them that, again, like Sydney said, it's competitive, but it's just about having a fun day and having, good spirit around with everyone cheering everyone on, not just their own child. So people are going to be out there, cheering them on. And it doesn't matter where you finish or when, it's just about taking that leap and taking that risk and doing something brave and hopefully just having a great time.
Excellent. I love that response. Brave. We're going to put that. We should put that on the shirts as well. Brave choices. And so you hear me transitioning because I'm so accustomed to seeing students, but I'm not in this situation because not every participant is necessarily a Verona Area School District student. Talk about people that are already interested in, so who are, what's the range of spaces that of places that people are coming from to be a part of this?
Yeah, I know we've had a couple from Sauk City sign up and maybe even beyond. So yeah, we're really trying to get out even into area communities that don't have a kids triathlon. And you know, the further the reach, the better, just to bring people into the community. But yeah, we're definitely advertising not just in Verona.
Excellent. All right, we're going to put your wellness hat on.
Okay.
And health hat, the nutrition side of it. All right, what should our students be thinking about and parents be thinking about who are often support the nutrition piece of it? You know, what should they be thinking about to get ready nutritionally for this type of event?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of research kind of going back and forth about the whole, like, carb loading. So on that side of it, we are offering a pasta dinner the night before at our expo. So that's one thing. Our food service is going to help with that and kind of put that on for us. That'll be a great opportunity. But really hydrating kind of the days before, leading up to it. Protein is important, especially after the race. But just make sure you're drinking a lot of water and eating before the race.
Absolutely. And the hydration. Oh, my gosh. Hydration is so important. If you're, what's the rule? If you already feel thirsty, it's too late. You're already dehydrated.
Yep.
So make sure you stay hydrated throughout this event to make sure that your body is ready to go. And it'll be a safe event. We have plenty of support here with, you know, just medical staff, but really trained professionals to make sure that your child is really cared for. And this is not the real full triathlon. I mean, we're not asking you to do a 26-mile race and, was it 100 mile? What is a real triathlon, by the way?
It's an 120 mile
bike. Oh.
Yeah.
That's a lot of.
Yeah.
How far is the swim?
A couple miles.
3 miles? Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Sounds like lake swimming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you mentioned a little bit the expo. You know, talk a little bit about what that may look like. You know, it may not necessarily match up with our recording time here, but, you know, what are the events, the expo, what would it look like?
Yeah, so the expo is the night before the race, so September 13th, and that's just an opportunity for participants to drop off their bikes, get comfortable with their little cubby with everything there. They're going to pick up their race packets. We'll have people there to answer any questions because I know a lot of these participants, this is going to be their first race, so we don't want them nervous the first day. But then we'll have different vendors there. Some may be sponsors of the race, and then we have the pasta dinner as well.
Excellent. And Janine, we always think about the bigger community, especially in your world. You know, what programs will benefit from the proceeds of the event? And then if we talk about the Verona area community overall, how will the Verona area community benefit from this event?
Yeah, so this whole event started because we wanted to do a fundraiser for the Verona Community Education Program and also the Aquatic Center. Both programs are really just trying to expand on what they already do for the community. You know, whether that be more classes, more diversified classes, reaching a broader, you know, spectrum of people that might not already be taking those types of programs and classes. And then obviously the Verona community, I mean, they're going to benefit from just having so many people, you know, on site, not only that day, but like Cindy said, the night before with the expo, you're going to have people coming in from out of town. So yeah, we're just hoping to see a boost all around.
All right. So we're not technically going to market, but if you're coming in from out of town and you just want to think about restaurants and overnight housing, you don't want to go back and forth, you don't want your child to travel and then have to come back the next day, what should they consider?
I mean, definitely take advantage of dropping the bike off the night before. that's going to just, I think, like Sydney said, just kind of ease their mind and get a look around. We're also going to have an orientation that night in our Performing Arts Center with a video for the parents and the participants that, you know, hopefully will be educational for them and just show them the ropes on what they need to do for the following day. And then, yeah, just think about, you know, one of the wonderful restaurants we have in town that you guys can eat as a family. Like I said, you know, the pasta dinners that night, we hope you take advantage of that because, again, that's not just for the participant, that's for the families as well. And then, yeah, we have awesome hotels in the area that you can stay at. And then the race will start early the next morning. So, you know, we'll have some, we're looking into maybe getting some food carts or vendors for concessions out that day so that people don't have to travel during the race because there are going to be some areas that are going to be closed off for the bike and the run. So we just want to make it convenient for everyone.
Absolutely. And families, we really sincerely mean it, whether you're from the Verona area or coming from outside of Verona area, come in and really, you're going to be treated very well in the whole Verona area. This is a very safe community, very welcoming community, and very enthusiastic about making sure that we partner and hold ourselves with a high level of price. So you won't have a bad experience here in the Verona area, whether it's at one of our dynamic restaurants or one of our amazing establishments to get some rest overnight. You'll be treated not just as a guest, you'll become part of the family over the weekend. So we really encourage you to take advantage of that, and know our business owners would greatly appreciate seeing your faces and because they're supporting the event as well. Many business owners are supporting our event. So I'm going to start with you, go back to you, Sydney, and then think about if there's anything that you didn't say, I'll have Janine pick it up. Involvement. We want everybody there, whether you're actually a participant or not. You know, how can people get involved in this?
Yeah, we're looking for a lot of volunteers. I think we need around 200 volunteers to make this event successful and run smoothly. So we have all different types of positions. So whether it's kind of the bike course, the run course, helping set up, take down, hand out medals. We've got a lot of different opportunities, so looking for a lot of volunteers.
And go ahead.
Yeah, and then for sponsorships, we're still looking for business and community partners around the area if they want to support this awesome event and then also get their business out there, because we're going to be doing, or we're already doing, you know, advertising on our website for the different businesses that have been supporting us already, and then including the banners on the day of the event. We're going to have event t-shirts with some of our bigger donors on the back. So there's a lot of information on our website about sponsorships and all the different levels and what those levels mean as far as advertising for your business. So we encourage people to check that out.
Perfect. And our participants, the guests of honor that will be doing all the work this day. So our participants, like, what's the sweet spot for numbers per age group? What are we looking to try to accomplish there?
We're trying to get around 300 total. Right now we have, we're about a third there. And I would say the younger, probably 5 to 8 year olds is kind of our, right now we've got quite a few.
So we're looking, which age group are we needing to push a little bit more?
Probably the older 13 to 14 year olds.
13 to 14 year olds. The middle schoolers.
Yes. All right. Yes. Call out to all middle schoolers.
Come on, all middle schools. Make sure, we'll talk to the three principals of our middle schools. Like, hey,
yes.
let's get you out there.
Yeah.
Excellent. And each participant, they're going to be working very hard and they're going to have an amazing experience. But I'm sure there'll be some awards at the end of it. What can each participant expect to receive as being one of our runners, swimmers, and bikers?
Yeah, so we're doing top three trophies for all the different age groups, and then everyone will also be getting a unique Verona Triathlon finisher medal, which is pretty awesome.
Oh, so I actually have to do this race if I
you may. Actually yes. Have to like go through the finish.
Okay.
You your bike.
I don't get to just keep the medal. All right. And you already talked a little bit about our spectators. We want them cheering for their job, but also the rest of the child's, and to safely move from space to space without interfering in the race, because they know they can get very excited. But any other details for our spectators that you want them to know and understand before they come out?
Yeah, just again, check out the website. We have maps on there for parking, where to park, and what lots will be open and closed during the race. And then also, you know, like Sydney mentioned earlier, the best spots for viewing in the Aquatic Center. We have an awesome viewing deck. And then around the grounds, we'll have different areas that will be like good viewing spots for people. And we'll have all those maps on our website.
Perfect. And I'm guessing they'll already be wet from the pool, so if it rains, we just keep going, right?
If it rains, we keep going.
Yeah, absolutely.
The lightning is the yeah. cancellation yeah, all right. spot.
Yep, that's fair. No lightning, but
yeah.
Yeah. Well, just the spectators would be as wet as the
exactly
as the participants getting out of the pool. Yeah. So, anything that you want our listeners to know and understand as we get ready to wrap up our time here today about this event? I'm excited for it. Can't wait for it to see our and. I think we're going to see a lot of future stars coming out of the mix here. And if you doesn't matter where you place, just do it.
Yeah, and like especially for the first timers, like
yeah.
I know it seems daunting and scary, but just take that jump literally and and do it. We're going to have so many volunteers. We have, you know, specific safety coordinators on our committee. We're working with Verona PD, Verona EMS, and then of course all the amazing aquatic staff yep. in our aquatic center. So this is going to be, you know, very safe. We're going to have our swim teams in the pool with the little kids. So again, if they're struggling a little bit with swimming, that's literally no problem. Like the swimmers just kind of pass along the little kids as they go. And then, you know, all the volunteers and helpers out on the course, too. So they're going to get help along the way if this is their first time. And even if it's not, like, it's going to be awesome.
Excellent. And so I know all of these will be individuals running, but do you ever have, like, teams come together? Like, we represent this running group or this swimming group.
Not yet.
Not yet?
Maybe in the future.
Okay. I started to get some questions about that. Like, what if we came as a group? Now everybody runs as an individual, but we just have our little special logo maybe on our running club or
yeah.
I know we just hosted Girls on a Run a couple of weeks ago, which was thousands.
Yes, thousands. I think they had 2,600 runners. Oh. Yeah.
Wow. But with a lot of representation.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And I think all five of our elementaries were involved too, which was great.
Oh. Excellent. So, fitness is coming through. I think it might be because of our wellness coordinator. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
No.
All right. So we're getting ready to close this down today. I can sit here and talk about this triathlon all day long. And I'm not as anxious about getting tired about it. We're getting tired this time because, you know, I might get motivated to, if the superintendent jumps in the pool and just it just goes with it, is that accepted?
No one's going to say no.
No one's going to say no.
I mean, if you want to do a big cannonball right in the middle, that'd be great.
That may be a tough way to kick off the school year.
Yeah.
It's me doing a cannonball in the middle of a pool.
Be your inaugural cannonball.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you both for being here today. It was really honored to be here for the inaugural Verona Area Kids Triathlon, and we're really excited for what this means. We know this is going to grow into a significant event, and you two, along with Deb, have just created a legacy because we're confident this is going to be become from inaugural to annual, and it'll get bigger and bigger every year. So we start with the first year and make it grow from there. And so shout out to the both of you for all of your work. We really greatly appreciate you. These two do so much work behind the scenes, and I just want to absolutely lift them up to the rest of the community to see what we get to see on a daily basis, which is the impact that they have. So congratulations, and we're looking forward to our event.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Marcy, back to
all
you.
All right. Yes, listeners, let's review those details. The Verona Area Kids Triathlon will take place on September 14th, 2025. There's an informational expo with an orientation, a pasta dinner, and packet pickup and bike drop-off on September 13th, 2025. For details, check out the Verona Area Kids Triathlon website by going to the VASD.K12 website and clicking Verona Area Kids Triathlon under the Community tab. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on In the Loop with the Soup, and we'll see you out there swimming, biking, and running.